A Southern Arizona Economic Development Group has put out a new plan for post-pandemic recovery. The Pivot Playbook aims to serve as a roadmap to help define the region's economy in the coming years. It was compiled by Sun Corridor Incorporated, which encompasses Pima, Pinal, Cochise, and Santa Cruz counties. It includes areas of focus like recruiting talent and businesses to the area, workforce training and development, and recovery in the area's tourism industry. Joe Snell is president and CEO of Sun Corridor Incorporated. I spoke with him earlier and started the conversation by asking how different he expects the economic development strategy for Southern Arizona to be going forward relative to what it was before the pandemic.
Well, I think it won't, you know, there's still some blocking and tackling that's going to have to occur. It won't be dramatically different. And we've been operating with the same economic development strategy for quite a few years now with some success. But the reality is with the pandemic, it really forced us to take a look at really to do the gap analysis to find out where we need to close gaps to win in the future. So there'll be some changes, but probably more of a just a narrow focus on some things that need attention.
So it looks like based on some of the economic data that the Tucson area is lagging a little bit behind the rest of the state and the country in terms of recovering the jobs that it lost during the pandemic. But it also seems as though that part of the state could potentially be poised for some pretty big growth fairly soon.
Well, that's right. You know, we really suffered more than most during the Great Recession. And we just started to see some significant recovery starting about 2016 when a bunch of companies moved into Tucson, including, you know, Caterpillar choosing Tucson for their mining headquarters and Raytheon choosing this place for their new missile defense operation after they merged with UT. So a lot of progress. But, you know, the pandemic came and just put a pause on everything. But we really do believe that because some of the factors changed and some of the drivers because of the pandemic and really post-pandemic, that we're in a great position as a medium-sized city to win big time. And there's a lot of national rankings pointing to that. And, you know, we're actually quite bullish on it. I will say that, you know, we've actually, you know, didn't know what to think about going into the pandemic. You know, as we were doing some planning, it was a little like stapling Jell-O to a wall. You know, we just didn't know what the world would look like. But in looking back, we've actually fared very, very well through the pandemic with a plethora of companies that have moved in here every month and expanded. So it's those rankings are starting to bear out a little bit, and we think we can accelerate that moving forward.
Are there particular types of businesses that are looking for, you know, mid-sized cities and looking for the kinds of amenities that Tucson and Southern Arizona have? I know that, for example, lower density, not relying on public transit, that kind of thing, those were seen as attributes that some companies are looking for. Are there particular types or sectors that seem to be particularly well-suited for what you guys have to offer?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've always played well in the high technology type firms, and that's partly because of the labor force and the University of Arizona and a strong community college. So we've done well in aerospace and defense companies, not unlike the rest of Arizona. We've done very well with biotech companies, medical device companies, and then in the logistics and distribution sector. So in particular, those three industries, we've seen a lot of movement in. You know, majority of our wins have been in industrial in the last 10 months, and we're almost becoming a victim mark of our own success in that we're running out of industrial space very quickly, and that's something that our plan calls for. We have got to build more and more capacity because the deal flow is here.
How do you think that the possibility that more workers will be working remotely or working from home in the future, how does that play into your efforts and the kinds of individuals and the kind of businesses you might be able to attract to Tucson and Southern Arizona?
Yeah, I think the jury's still out of what form that will take and how much remote we're going to be as a society and as a workforce. But I tell you, we're banking that, and we're hearing this from large companies, not just here, but all over the state and the country, that we're not going to go back to the old days, that companies have woken to the fact that they can employ a large number of people and have them at least work part-time remotely. So we're thinking that's going to be part of the new standard going forward. And it really then forces us to rethink some things. For example, our incentives that we've employed on a local level, and really we should be looking at a state level and stuff. We've been operating under the same script with incentives for 40, 50 years. Well, we've got to start thinking of stuff of how do we support the remote worker? Is it, for example, getting into helping provide or underwrite daycare solutions for people that work at home? Do we have the right IT, the right infrastructure to support these people? Is there 5G? Is there the right broadband opportunities to make that happen? So I think we're banking that we're not going to go back to the old days, that we're going to see a large number of remote workers, and we've got to be ready for that, what the implications of that are.
Does that also potentially shift the recruitment effort maybe away a little bit from businesses and companies and more toward individuals?
Well, I think so. You know, we've known for years that in economic development that talent drives all market decisions. So I think that hasn't changed, but it's now absolutely been accelerated. So, you know, we're going to still recruit firms, but we also want to be a place to market to talent. To say, listen, you can come to Tucson or, you know, really anywhere in Arizona, we have a high quality of life where there is open spaces. You can work from home partly. You can, but instead of being, you know, in a 1,000 square foot box in a major urban area, you can have some space that's affordable to get out, to walk your dog, you know, to enjoy some of the amenities that we enjoy most of the year in Arizona. So, yeah, it's definitely something we're doing is creating a different marketing channel to recruit talent as well as companies.
All right. That is Joe Snell, President and CEO of Sun Corridor Incorporated. Joe, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.